Once before, that was last December when they had the Potter signing at HMV. Me and Rod and Robert were daft enough to kip out the night before. We were the only ones down by the side of HMV in the main in Oxford Street.
Were there others here last night?
No, only us and Margaret. She turned up about 11, wasn't it? 11?
Oh, you were.
And say, what is it about Harry Potter that makes you do this?
Oh, I just love the stories, everything about it, the actors. I'm actually a Tom Felton fan, and I've got a fan site for him.
Oh right, okay. And so I suspect you're very excited about this, are you?
Yes, very excited, and intend to come again in July. Only next time we'll probably be here about 3 days before.
Right, and the reviews haven't been brilliant for this film. Does that bother you?
No, because the clips that I've seen have been exceptionally good.
And this is supposed to be the last one, well, the two parts. How do you feel about that?
I'm going to miss it. It's something that I've followed right from when I worked at Asda. And they were just promoting Prisoner of Azkaban. And I just got hooked on it from there on. And it's sort of been my life for the last 10 years now.
Really? In what way?
Any time there's been anything Potter, I've been there. I've wanted to go. And Robert, I met him at a convention last September. It was Muggleknot Mayhem, and I had a brilliant weekend. Because I was one of the oldest there, but everyone accepted me. We had some of the cast turn up there, and it was a brilliant weekend. And then in December, Robert said he was coming up, so I said, right, I'll come up. So I came up with him in December.
Yeah, it's freezing though tonight. You're pretty brave, aren't you?
Yes, yes, but it's not too bad in the tents. Providing the rain keeps off, we'd be okay.
9 o'clock, Tuesday night.
Right, okay. And so what makes you stay out two nights in the freezing cold?
It's just the fun of meeting my friends, meeting other people from other countries, and seeing the celebrities of the film.
Right, and obviously this is radio, people can't see, but tell them how you're dressed.
I'm dressed as a deaf eater, so just put your own mind to that one.
What's that? I don't know.
It's the evil characters from Harry Potter.
Right. And is this something you wear often or just for these special occasions?
Special occasions, and I do go to some conventions where I'm dressed up.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, the kind of following that these films have built up.
Yeah, it has, because it's like good versus evil, and it's based like what's happening in the world today, good versus evil, again, all over. And I think some of the government people should learn from it.
How are you feeling at the prospect of it all being over?
I'm very sad. I think I might cry. I actually cry at the first memory in my life since I've been coming.
Really? So are you hoping to get in tomorrow night?
We're hoping to get into the garden when they let us in and to get settled in there.
And so it's just to meet the stars?
Yeah, basically.
Right, and then the film's out on Friday, so yep. You've got tickets?
No, I ain't got tickets because I can't afford them, but I have got every Harry Potter film and book that's been out. Right.